Most people learn something about forensic science through television detective shows. At a growing number of high schools across the nation, forensics is moving into the classroom. For member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducharme reports.
It's Forensics 101 at Redmond High School in Washington State. Guest speaker and fingerprint expert Michelle Triplett is doing a little show and tell about one of her favorite cases.
A guy died in a motel. Nobody knew who he was. He died while he was taking a bath, and he was there for about 2 weeks before he was found. So his body in water was pretty mushy. His hands literally fell off, the outer skin.
Triplett identified the man from fingerprints lifted from that outer skin. She shows the students a photo of what looks like crumpled white leather gloves.
And so the body is not here. These are his hands, his actual hands. You want to see? I'm just going to pass them out randomly. That's so gross.
The class is the brainchild of teacher Kate Allender. The 25-year-old leads the lab in blue jeans and a hip leather jacket.
Okay, guys, listen up. Listen up.
Allender says she was eating lunch in the teacher's lounge last year when she tossed out the idea of a science elective that would channel students' enthusiasm for TV sleuth shows into a learning experience.
First of all, I mean, I'm a science teacher. I love science. And really, forensic science incorporates the three core fields, physics, biology, and chemistry, more than any other prep that I could possibly think of.
As Allender put her plan into action, she soon found out her idea wasn't unique. In fact, forensics classes are now offered at hundreds of middle and high schools across the country, and students are eating it up.
It's more like the solving crime class, not forensic science class.
Senior Daniel Davies is one of Allender's students. He plans to go to art school next year and says he was notorious for falling asleep in chemistry class. That's not happening in forensics.
Unlike like a normal science class where everything's like down to a process and procedure, forensics you just learn the basic idea and then from there on out it's a lot of being creative, not like equations and solving on rigid rules.
The National Science Teachers Association is offering tentative support for this growing trend in school forensics. Indeed, NSTA President Jerry Wheeler says while he's concerned about the potential gore factor, he welcomes any program that will help students learn in today's world.
In the 50s, after Sputnik went up, we were very concerned about producing scientists and engineers, and I think we did a fairly good job. The difference between then and now is we're realizing that all of our citizens must be scientifically literate. I mean, we certainly don't want to not produce scientists, but it's much more important that we turn our attention toward the curriculum that will raise the literacy of all students.
Kate Allender agrees.
By learning, you are engaging the mind, and therefore you're enabling them to carry on intelligent conversations with people later on in life. And that is what's important.
About a third of Kate Allender's students say they now want careers in forensic science. And while Allender suspects only a small percentage of them will pursue the advanced science degrees required for many positions, she's making the most of that enthusiasm and plans to offer an advanced course in forensic science next year. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ducharme in Redmond, Washington.